FM. I'm Steve Gerber. Good to have you along. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth today. We'll see how much we find in the time allotted here today. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, FBI raids Detroit house after a girl was abducted, sexually assaulted. It's every parent's nightmare. Number two, Michigan Republicans okay tougher voting rules, with Governor Whitmer likely to veto those. And number three, Michigan's Secretary of State must release documents on the deal with that pro-Whitmer group. Yeah, so there's a court ruling that's not going the way that the Democrats would like. From the Detroit News, we get this tidbit. The Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office must release more internal records on how it handled campaign finance violations that backed Governor Whitmer in the 2018 election. The Court of Claims Judge Christopher Murray ruled the Democrat Secretary of State's office had improperly hidden documents in response to a public records request by the conservative watchdog group Michigan Rising Action. The ruling should shed additional light on the behind-the-scenes discussions that led to Build a Better Michigan agreeing to 2019 to a $37,500 settlement for violations, a total that many Republicans argued was far too small because the group spent more than $2 million on TV ads promoting Whitmer at the time, running as a Democrat for governor. The judge ordered the Secretary of State's office to produce a significant number of additional documents and awarded attorney's fees to Michigan Rising Action. Although defendants' arguments were made in good faith and were reasonable, they, for the most part, did not succeed, Murray wrote. Build a Better Michigan's ads were likely intended to be issue advocacy, meaning they weren't supposed to endorse the Democrat and were meant to fall outside the state campaign finance reporting requirements. But some of the ads violated the law clearly by specifically identifying Whitmer as a candidate for governor. That was the finding of the Secretary of State, meaning they had to report. There are campaign finance laws for a reason. They had to report. Michigan Rising Action filed that FOIA request related to the settlement agreement in November 2019. And then the Secretary of State said there were disclosure exemptions, this and that. The court's ruling is a positive step to help tear the curtain back on secret deals between Benson and Whitmer, said Tori Sachs, the former executive director of Michigan Rising Action. We deserve the truth. Here is what was written by Murray. Among the documents that will have to be produced are communications between the law firm that represented Build a Better Michigan and Secretary of State personnel. The Secretary of State's office had argued that those messages fell within a disclosure exemption that protects frank communication between officials within public agencies. The communications don't fit the exemption because they weren't between or within public bodies, Murray wrote. The Secretary of State will also have to produce a draft conciliation agreement with Build a Better Michigan, according to Murray's ruling. Unclear when these documents will come, but that's problematic. It's going to tear back the curtain. We're actually going to have transparency. Hallelujah to that. Hallelujah to that. Meanwhile, the Republican-led legislature on Thursday approved tougher voter ID requirements. Of course, it'll get vetoed by Governor Whitmer. Doesn't matter. All on party line votes. You know, having an ID to vote. Something Democrats used to believe in. Somehow they think you should just show up. Hey, I'm Bob. How you doing, Bob? Are you Esquire Bob? No, I'm just Bob. But a Republican group last week launched a petition campaign that when they collect enough signatures, it will be enacted by Republican lawmakers without the governor's signature. It is a unique mechanism in Michigan that I must say I like. The legislation headed to Whitmer would require voters to request an absentee ballot and to write their driver's license number, state ID number, or the last four digits of their Social Security number on the application. They currently sign the document, and the signature is checked against what is on file. That's it. People who show up at the polls without a photo ID would no longer be able to sign an affidavit and cast a regular ballot. About 0.5% of in-person voters did that in 2020. Instead, they would get a provisional ballot and have to verify their identity with a local clerk within 6 days of the election for their vote to count. Jocelyn Benson just last year violated state law by mailing millions of unsolicited absentee ballots to voters who were not already on permanent lists, saying it was a way to encourage safe voting during the pandemic. It would be prohibited going forward. Republicans said the bills would restore integrity and trust in elections and prevent fraud, which is a good idea. Democrats said the bills would make it harder to vote and a product of lies and conspiracy theories. That's nonsense. Show an ID. Use an ID for every other damn thing. Just stop it. Stop being stupid. You show an ID for everything. Everything. And if you can't afford a state ID, one will be provided to you at no charge. That's true in every state in America. It's true in Michigan. Stop it. Stop the nonsense. Here's a story that'll make your skin crawl. A suspect arrested in Detroit Thursday in connection with the abduction and sexual assault this past weekend of a 9-year-old girl. The safety of the victim, her family, and our community remain our top priority. That comes from Jeff King. He's the chief of police, Farmington Hills. The girl left her home in Farmington Hills around 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, lured into a silver or white Jeep Renegade somewhere between 2015 and 2021, a model year, about a half an hour after she left home. The suspect described as a bald and bearded black man. The suspect then forcibly abducted the girl before traveling to a residence located near 8 Mile and Berg in Detroit, where police say he sexually assaulted and confined her. The girl escaped around 7:30 after the suspect fell asleep. This is a case that is every parent's nightmare, including my own, said Chief James White of the Detroit Police Department. So the Detroit Police Department, Farmington Hills, authorities have a suspect in mind, we believe. They have a photograph of the Jeep. They have a pretty good idea, I think, of who they're looking for. This is just sickening. If you know anything, call. If you know anything, call. This is a white Jeep Renegade. I mean, that's just the kind of thing that makes you sick to your stomach. I mean, it's, can't do anything good with that, that's for sure. So, there you go. Let's see here. PatriotFoods.com is a Michigan company looking out for American farmers. We hope you do as well. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. You can support American farmers, Michigan farmers. Make sure you're a label reader. You have to be. Otherwise, American farmers, your neighbors here could go broke. Right? We can't have that. The next time there's a supply chain problem, make sure you're relying on American-grown fruits, vegetables, and American-raised livestock. That's what we need here. PatriotFoods.com. If you spend $100, the delivery to your doorstep is free. There you go. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. Still to come today, we'll have Steve Doolin here. Steve Doolin will be here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.